Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Our memories and the ability to access them make us who we are. Jack Tuzinski, professor of experimental oncology at the University of Alberta, explains research that is shedding light on how we store and retrieve our memories.
The molecular mechanism of memory formation is a major unsolved scientific puzzle with great implications for health and disease. Memory is understood to depend on synaptic connections among brain neurons and channel activity involving neural network pathways. While synaptic components are short-lived and frequently recycled, memories last lifetimes, which suggests that synaptic information and memory are encoded at a deep molecular level. We postulated a plausible mechanism for encoding synaptic memory at the subcellular level, namely in microtubules, which are major components of the neuronal cytoskeleton. Microtubules are cylindrical polymers composed of tubulin protein. They play numerous roles in cells, including neuronal growth, synaptic regulation, transport, and cell division. Currently, the best experimental model for neuronal memory involves so-called long-term potentiation. This means that presynaptic excitation causes long-lasting postsynaptic sensitivity in communicating neurons. The key molecular player in this process is an enzyme called calcium calmodulin-dependent protein kinase 2, CAMK2 for short. Calcium ions entering postsynaptic neurons activate this enzyme and cause it to deposit phosphate groups, which is called phosphorylation. Each such event encodes a bit of information. A single enzyme can encode 6 bits of information in a microtubule, which we showed using precise molecular modeling. With many billions of neurons in the brain, this would result in an information storage capacity well exceeding the most powerful supercomputers available today. Decoding and interfacing to microtubule bits could enable therapeutic intervention in pathological processes such as Alzheimer's disease, in which microtubule disruption plays a key role, and brain injury in which microtubules can repair and regenerate neurons and synapses.
That was the University of Alberta's Jack Tuzinski. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Do you remember?